Welcome to Lipstick Bitties, a beauty podcast. I'm your host, Atlanta makeup artist and content creator, Rachel Rose Mazza. I created this podcast to have unfiltered conversations about all things beauty. We're chilling with my friends and colleagues from all over the world in all different walks of life. This goes way beyond the glossy facade of social media. Sometimes we don't get to know the personalities behind the people who create with their heart and soul. I'm talking to everyone from pro makeup artists to beauty enthusiasts, from influencers to entrepreneurs, and everyone in between. Lipstick Bitties is a community we're building that is truly interactive with you listeners. So if you're someone who wants to learn some shit, get inspired, and have a good ass time, this podcast is for you. Who are the faces behind the faces? Keep listening to find out. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Lipstick Bitties podcast. It is your host, Rachel, here, and we are back with the part two of our two-part season finale of the Lipstick Bitties podcast. I cannot believe it, you guys. We are coming up to the end of season one. Oh my gosh, it's so weird. It's so crazy. This has been a crazy fucking year. A year and some change because we celebrate our 1 year anniversary in October. So it's kind of crazy that we are now taking a season break. As you guys know, this has been like my total like love baby, like baby project, labor of love. And I have never taken a break. And you guys have been with me every single week. It has held me accountable for something that I really love doing. And I feel like I'm kind of like one of those people that like sometimes can neglect things and procrastinate. And I'm really, really proud of myself for being consistent with this and building this community, connecting with you all. I feel like I can't get emotional right now doing this. I've been so emotional the past couple weeks. And I'm sure I'm going to be back with little bonus clips and things like that in the meantime. But I just wanted to say thank you all for all of your support. You have all been amazing. This has been an amazing year. And this community and podcast would not be growing and thriving if it weren't for you all. If you'd like to support me, the best way to do so, as always, is to rate, review, and subscribe. It is the best way to get the word out there to all the biddies all around the world. So make sure to, during our season break, go drop a review in the Apple Podcast Store. Also, if you'd like to support your girl, we have merch now, and we are going to be having a Black Friday merch store sale. So make sure to check out on Lipstick Bitties Instagram. You'll see when that's going up. And then also, if you're an email subscriber, then you will also get an email about the Black Friday deals we got going on. I just launched our Lipstick Bitties Would You Rather cards as well for pre-sale, which I'm really excited for you all to get your hands on in January. I'm going to be sending them out. And another way that you could support me is by joining the Patreon. It is less than the price of lipstick, and it is a way to get a little bit more immersed in this Lipstick Bitties community. Shout out to my newest subscribers, Rachel Austin Boxley and at Kristen Llewellyn, MUA. Thank you for joining the Patreon community. With your Patreon subscription, you get different sorts of merch perks and contact perks every month. So actually, during our little season break, we're going to be coming back in season two on January 12th with season two. And in the meantime, we have two bonus episodes that are going to be available to Patreon subscribers. So at the base tier, you have access to all of those bonus episodes that are available at the time. And we will be airing our first one in 2 weeks. And it's going to be all about my tips for short form content creation, how to increase your chances of going viral on Instagram and TikTok, and the formula that I use to make it easy and stress-free to create content and let it flow out of you pretty like organically, honestly. It's been so easy for me now that I've figured out the right formula, and I want to be sharing that with you. So make sure to not miss out on that episode and subscribe to the Patreon. We will be sending out the first batch of merch perks, and then they will go out every week. So no matter when you sign up, you will get your merch perks in the mail, and you will also get access to all the recordings of the past bonus episodes. At different tiers, there are different perks. And one of the other perks that we have coming up this Saturday, the 20th, is going to be our first first virtual meetup and makeup class. So for the $10 tier, we have our virtual meetup. And then for the $20 tier, we have our makeup class. So that is going to be at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure if you're a patron to check your email for the Zoom link. There is a separate one for the meetup and then the class. If you'd like to be included on that live, make sure to sign up before Saturday. Otherwise, the rewatches will be available to you whenever you sign up. I'm so excited for the meetup because I haven't gotten a chance to chat with all of you like on FaceTime or anything like that. So I'm finally getting to meet some of you for the very first time on video chat and getting you all to meet each other. This is what the community is all about. So I'm really excited to do this first meetup. And then the makeup class, we're going to be doing clean beauty, clean skin, easy, everyday, no makeup makeup, something that I specialize in and did a lot of when I was working in New York City. It's also perfect for your commercial clients, TV. It is like just a really flawless skin and yeah, that no makeup makeup I love. And as always, you can always join up with the Facebook group, which is absolutely free. It is in the show notes. Make sure to join the Facebook group and join in on the conversation of the Lipstick Bitties community. So if you listened to our episode last week, you will know that the guest this week in part two is Ashley Nelson. You may know her as Restroom Rituals. Make sure to go back and listen to last week's episode and learn a lot about her. She's fucking awesome. She's such a fun person. She's such a fun creator to follow on Instagram. And we do an interview with her and a conversation. So go back and listen to that episode. And she actually asked me if I would be okay with her interviewing me. So that's what this episode is. We have her interview me. So she gives me a lot of questions for like the pro makeup artists, her coming in as a makeup enthusiast and a content creator, kind of pulling back the curtain on the things that she wants to know about being a pro makeup artist. We talk about how I started in makeup, how I recommend you can be a great client, what community means for both me and Ashley, how COVID has changed how the industry is, as well as how we work as makeup artists. And if you are a client, what to look out for as a red flag for a makeup artist that may be dirty. And you all know that I'm very like much like no dirty makeup artist. So I'm going to give you some things to look out for. It's a really, really fun episode. And I'm really fortunate to have been here again for this past year. So enjoy the episode and have a wonderful holiday to everybody. Make sure to take a screenshot if you love this episode and tag both me and Ashley and tell us what you learned, what you loved. Also, as you go on through the break, you know, do that with any episode. It doesn't have to be this week's episode. It's going to be really happy to know you guys are catching up on the episodes. I hope everybody has a happy and healthy travels for the holidays, whether you're celebrating Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, New Year's. We will be back, like I said, season two on January 12th. I love you all. And of course, in the meantime, you will see me making an ass of myself on the Instagram. So do not worry, that will not be stopping anytime soon. I will talk to you guys soon. Enjoy the episode. Hello, biddies. Welcome back to the Lipstick Biddies podcast. It is your host, Rachel, here. Welcome back to the season finale of season one of Lipstick Biddies. I'm so happy to have you here. You guys are fucking awesome. And if you were here last week, you would know that this week's episode is a part two of my interview with Ashley Nelson, aka Restroom Rituals. How are you, Ashley?
Hi, part two. What up? We're yes. So excited to be here.
So make sure to go back and listen to part one. We're recording this the same day. So if you listen to the part one, you'll know that I'm in full Halloween garb. And we wanted to like do something special, especially because this is like the last episode of season one of Lipstick Biddies for, you know, we've been going on for a year. This is going to be like episode like 53 or something. And Ashley had a really cool idea. And no one's asked me to do this before, but people have asked me tons of questions, you know, just as a makeup artist. And Ashley asked if she could interview me. And I thought, fuck it.
I've got so many questions.
So we're doing things a little bit differently today. So Ashley's going to kind of like have the reins and do a little ask me anything. And we'll see how this goes. I'm going to take the reins off myself and relax a little bit.
Yeah, kick back, girl. I promise I won't do you dirty. I promise these are all within taste, okay?
You can really ask me anything, though, seriously.
I know. Well, first and foremost, I think what I'm dying to truly understand, and I think a lot of other people might also be out there like me and thinking this, I know you didn't start, you didn't like wake up and have makeup be your first career in your life, right?
Right.
And I would love to know when it switched in your head and what that jump was like. Like when you decided to take the plunge and decide to do makeup full time for your, you know, to pay your rent and pay your bills.
So it like mostly kind of fell in my lap because I basically got fired from a job working for a plastic surgery office, and one of his patients owned a makeup studio. So I had freelanced for her a couple times while I was working for the plastic surgeon, and out of the blue, I lost my job. So it was like, I was like, what do I do? And then it was basically kind of like what happened to everybody during COVID and the pandemic, where a lot of people kind of like hit a hard reset and were like, what do I actually want to be doing? Do I actually want to go back into medical administration now that I'm unemployed? I could really do anything. So makeup was always something that I really loved to do. So I also had a dog sitting business. So that was what made me money. It wasn't until I started doing makeup, and it's one of my passions. I have so many passions. And then I started doing makeup. Like, then I realized that I needed to go to school. I went to school and I felt like I wasn't getting anywhere. So it wasn't really until I moved to Atlanta and I quit my retail job here. That's when I started doing it full time, like as a freelancer. Right. That's so much different than like what I was doing before. And that was just a matter of like, I cannot stand working for anybody.
And is that, do you think what your main thing was like wanting the freedom and the flexibility to work for yourself?
Yes. Yeah. Especially because like, I'm like a really free spirit, like in everything in my life. And the fact that I can make my own schedule, I could wake up when I want to, I could go to sleep when I want to, I can take off for a month if I really wanted to and just like go travel. That was what is so appealing. I mean, it comes with its drawbacks, obviously, like no benefits and not a steady
PTO.
it can be very stressful and very hard, especially when work is sparse. But I'm much happier at a pay decrease than I was making twice as much and having a full-time job.
Well, that's inspiring for me to hear on a personal note. So I appreciate that. I should save this for the end, but I'm just itching to know. Okay. And now I want the dirty shit. I want to know the things that like, you might have to edit this out. Like you might change your mind. I don't know, but I want to know the craziest experiences you've had with someone in the chair, because I think I can only imagine the vile person, like how people treat other people who are giving them a service, who are providing a service. People have, I find it very concerning to me sometimes, the liberties people take and just their general decorum of like how to interact with people. I just find wild sometimes. Yeah. And I'm sure you've seen some vile points of people that I'm dying to know about.
Truthfully, like the bad experiences that I mostly had were when I was working bridal. And that's like why I stopped with bridal, because like, if it's like a private client, usually I can like relate to them one-on-one. And like, the thing is like, a lot of people have like horror stories because they don't know how to fucking talk to people.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like working in retail, one thing about working in makeup retail is you learn how to talk to everybody.
Right. And or like a restaurant or something like that, just interacting.
Customer service. You learn how to de-escalate and communicate. And a lot of the breakdowns in communication, you know, where people are like, oh my God, they were like a difficult client. 9 times out of 10, it's actually the makeup artist's fault because they're not asking enough questions. They're not getting, you know what I mean? Like, but it's true, because it's like a lot of people I know personally, like just getting my hair done, you feel nervous about speaking up if you don't like something.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like stuff like that. I feel like the real horror stories are like very few and far between. But so when I was working bridal, I mean, there was 2 different ones that like literally, they were my last 2 weddings, and they were the reasons why the 13th
Ooh,
reason
I'm
why.
Dying. I'm dying.
The one was, and a lot of this has to do with COVID, and like I'm a very like, with COVID have been really like anxiety ridden about it. I'm very, very, very careful. And I live in Georgia where no one wears masks. And it's like, it's a different culture than if you live in LA or you live in New York. People don't even give you your personal space. People will be standing right behind you in Starbucks. This is talking about like in the height of the pandemic, not now. So it was just different. So, but I was always very cautious, right? So there was one that was like, basically, it was like a it was a Orthodox Jewish wedding. And so if you know anything about Orthodox Jewish people, they have like huge families. I'm Jewish. They have enormous families, and a lot of the culture, and this is like with Italians and stuff like that, is like everybody wants to be involved. So like the bride, when I was done with her makeup, she was happy, but then she left and her sisters said something to her. And mind you, we're also in a small bathroom, and this is COVID, and we're in a house with like 30 people and no one's wearing masks. This is in May of 2020, May or June of 2020. This is like
The
when
peak of
everybody,
it. Yeah.
we only shut down for like 6 weeks. So like it was, people were in the room crowding the station. I felt very unsafe. And then basically the bride, she was someone that I could not make happy because she,
Had too many people in her ear.
some people just, you can't make happy because I was doing one thing and then she said the other, and then we would do the other, and then she said she wanted it the other way. She was saying contradictory things, which is why I made that reel that's like, what does it mean? Because that's what happens. Like you do something and they want something contradictory and is not a thing. So basically that's, we spent what should have been 2 hours there, where I was doing one person, and then I think I did three people, including the bride. We were there for 5.5 hours.
Oh my
And
gosh.
I was literally there just fussing on her until she had to leave to go walk down the aisle.
Oh, and then
She
what did you
would.
after do, what did you do when you like were you the moment she left, did you just want to like did you throw all your shit on the floor and we're like, I
It was
gotta
awful.
go.
It was awful. I was like, and then no one tipped.
Oh my God.
After all that.
You've lived up to what I was hoping you would say. So thank you for giving me these nuggets. And
Like
I
a lot of the horror stories too come from retail, but they're retail specific. They're not like specific to makeup. It's just specific to like
people.
retail.
Totally. On that note, how does one be a great client? Like, how does that, like, if you're, because I feel like I've learned so much from you watching your Instagram and about like, I didn't know people don't tip. And I don't know why I assume people didn't, but I also think that's something that people should know. Like maybe some people don't know to tip.
Well, that's
And
why I
like,
made that.
yeah, like maybe that's a thing people just
Yeah.
don't realize. But also
Yes.
just like how you've had, I don't think people realize too the amount of work, which I'm so glad you talk about, like the amount of work that goes into being a makeup artist and how you've had to like throw out makeup that was expired that you barely
Yeah.
got to use, just like the amount of money that invested in, like you did, I think it was you that did the reel about makeup artists showing up to an event and you've carried X, Y, and Z, and then the photographer shows up with like a camera. And
Right.
you know, just like the amount of work that you're doing, how does one pay it back? Like what's the what is how can we be better clients?
Honestly, like I was saying, like I feel like because I have a certain like clientele and like my prices are a certain way, I don't really attract like bad clients. Like most, except for like the reason why I made the tipping reel is because it's in Georgia, people don't know to tip. And if you're listening, biddies, and you're like a, not a makeup artist, if you get your makeup professionally done, we do not expect tips. Like tips are optional, of course, but it's always appreciated. And in a service profession, specifically a luxury service profession, it is really nice to give a tip. And usually it's like 20%, like how you would if you go to a salon. But so being like a good client, just come on time, come on time, come on time. Don't have makeup on your face. That's really annoying. If I have to spend 10 minutes taking off your makeup, that's really like annoying to me.
Even if someone says they don't have makeup on, do you still put the wipe on just to double
Yes.
check? Okay,
Well,
got
because you
it.
always want to cleanse, just because even just like walking outside for 10 minutes, you get pollutants on your skin. And let me tell you, like people don't wash their faces the way that like you and I do.
Yeah.
Like they're like, I wash my face, and you're like, survey says you're a fucking liar.
You're like, well, this makeup wipe must have been dirty. I'm so sorry, I used a dirty makeup wipe on you.
But people will come in my chair and they have their brows done.
Right, like, right.
Like, but then also people are very particular about them. So if I see that, I'm like, hey, so like I noticed your brows are done. I see you don't have any other makeup on. Do you want me, do you like your brows done the way that you want them done? Or do you want me to do them? I could, cause I'll keep them on. People are very particular about the brows and I'll right. keep them on. But so I just like to be a good client. Just come on time. Don't have makeup on. And just, you know, enjoy the service and like, be like communicative. If you're unhappy is like another right. thing. So like, don't like, if you're like, your makeup artist should be asking you before you leave, oh, do you like it? Is there anything you want to change before you leave? How do you feel? Usually I don't say, oh, what do you think? I say, oh, how do you feel? Because that'll give me a more honest reaction than like, what do you think?
Right.
How do you feel? And someone's like, oh, I love it. Is like very different than like, damn girl, takes the phone out
amazing.
And starts. If my client doesn't take their phone out and immediately start taking selfies, I know that something's wrong.
That's a really good gauge. That's a really good gauge. It's a really
but
good
I'm
gauge.
Like, I'm like, you know, you should like, I'm happy to tweak anything before we leave because I want you to feel like a million bucks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I would just say like, if you're unhappy, also just communicate it to the makeup artist before you leave and make sure that like, you're happy before you leave, because that's what we're there for. The worst thing that you could do to a makeup artist is like not communicate that you're unhappy and then go and like write a bad review.
Ooh, ooh,
that's not good.
Audacity. Yeah, I agree with that. Well, now you've answered my peeping Tom questions about the being a professional makeup artist that I wanted to know. Now I would like to understand. I know we both have very strong feelings about community. And it's a really, I know we both feel very, very strongly about it. Why do you think this is so important to you? Like, where do you think this is coming from in your life? That community is something you feel so, so compelled to build.
I was having this conversation with my therapist like this week. And
really?
Yeah, because like what you and I do, I don't know if you've seen like the uglier side of it, but like, you know, as you like start touching like hot button topics, like tipping, for example, I'm getting a lot of hate for it because right. these are topics that are like not talked about. And my whole life, I've always been an advocate for people. I've been bullied like through high school. And a lot of times it was because I was standing up for other people. Mm-hmm. And I always want to make sure that like everybody's respected in this community. And for like specifically for makeup artists, I feel like there is like this culture with the generation before me that like you have to pay your dues and like you have to sit and be quiet when you're being treated like shit or like not getting right. paid or shady shit is going on to you that like we all see, and it breeds this toxicity of like people being treated that way and thinking that's how they have to treat people, like especially not paying people. Like I have the makeup show coming up and I have an assistant. I'm paying her. Am I getting paid for the show? No, but it's like people should be paid for trade shows. It's a business Absolutely. Situation for me, and I expect to be making money off of it eventually. Why are people still having people volunteer at a trade show that these companies are making money?
Right.
So I wanted to build this community so that we can have more of an open conversation about these things and make like a new like generation of makeup artists that aren't assholes.
Right, right.
And not to say, by the way, like if you're like a generation before me, I respect you, and like not everybody's like this. But
the norm, change the norm.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's like I feel like it's my mentors from like the generation before me are absolutely not like that, but that's what makes them so special to me, because they didn't go along with that. But I feel like just it's very accepted. So I feel like community is all about having those people to talk to, and people in my DMs asking me like, you know, I'm getting offered this day rate, and this is like what it is. Do you think that's fair? Being able to be comfortable to talk to your peers about things like mm-hmm. that. And even like for you or like content creators, I feel like are so taken advantage of.
Oh yeah.
And I'm experiencing Money. Like literally like the fact that like makeup art or sorry, that some brands will take your picture and put it in an email and That is super illegal. I literally made a TikTok about it. Like, it is copyright infringement. And until influencers and content creators start calling brands out for that and saying, that's illegal, bitch, you should be paying me for that. Like,
absolutely.
It's going to keep happening. And like sharing rates, sharing like, you know, strategies. But so it just, it's something that like, I just feel like I didn't have the support for. So I had to make it myself.
Yeah. You know, what's funny when you're saying all this, a part of me thinks it's like generational too, because I felt the same way about the fashion industry. And I, like when I started and there was so much, you're welcome. Like you know what I mean? Everything was approached like you're welcome. You're welcome. And you're like, I didn't say thank you for being here yet, you know? And it's like this, you should be so lucky. And there's someone else, if you don't want to do it, there's someone else that will. And
yes, exactly. That's exactly what, yes.
Yeah. And I feel like it's important to, what you're saying really resonates with me, that it's not, everyone has a right. There's room for everyone. There is not, right. It's not like if I succeed means you don't. And it's, you
we
know what I mean?
We're so threatened by this new generation of artists because we are so tech savvy. I'm not kidding. It's like a big thing. A lot of the older people don't know how to do social media like we do. And like they're not getting those jobs when we can flex between doing makeup on people and doing content. So it's like, it's threatening to a lot of people, but like you were saying, like there's room for everybody. And I just feel like paying it forward is like, just what like gets me going. And it just like makes me happy when people are like reach appreciate out to me and it. Say, and like the whole thing about Lipstick Bitties is I wanted to be able to approach those hard topics in a way that's like funny so that it's
and
like
digestible. Yeah, exactly.
So like I can make a funny reel about tipping and it's like a little like tongue in cheek, but like, are you really going to be an asshole to me and be like, oh, she's no, like, come on now. Like this shit is funny and it's
it
true.
It is funny. It's
true.
And so, you make it so it's easy for people to reshare without and say it without having to say it.
Exactly. I literally was like trying to explain this to my mom. I was like, because people kept sharing the reel about tipping on their stories because they don't feel comfortable saying to their clients, please tip me, but they'll share it in their story because they know that their clients are watching their stories. And that's impactful.
It's a wink and a nod. And it's like, cool, I didn't have to say it. And it was funny. It doesn't look like I'm upset about it. It can just, Rachel will say it for me.
I'm literally like the court jester of the makeup community, I've realized. I'm literally like the fucking, like you were saying last episode, I am becoming the dancing monkey for everybody, but at least I'm making my own routines.
Exactly. Well, on also community, on that same note of community, what, I know you've got tons of goals. And especially with Lipstick Bitties, and I admire you for them. And I'm also really inspired by it, but what are your goals with this community? Like, where do you want to see the community that you've built go?
Well, so right now I have the Patreon community, and with the Patreon community, you get bonus episodes, but like at the higher tiers, like the $10 tier, you have monthly virtual meetups. So that's one. Yeah. And I also have a Facebook group that now is open to everybody. So anyone who's listening, please reminder to join virtual meetups, being able to meet people from around the world. I've been doing in-person meetups. So like the Facebook group, I want to try to facilitate people doing Lipstick Bitties meetups in their own cities, because obviously I can't be everywhere. Like go, you know, meet up with people.
I
like
love
in,
that.
In Seattle,
I love that.
In LA, like do your own Lipstick Bitties meetups because it's like a community. It's not just me. So that's like one thing in the Patreon. Another thing in the Patreon is like mentorship. I think that just, like I said, like I was saying before, just like having support system to like bounce ideas off of. I'm so grateful for the people who've mentored me and the like mentorship groups and networking groups that I'm a part of. And that's like, I want it to be one of those things. I want people to be like, oh yeah, I'm in Lipstick Bitties. Like I'm in the Lipstick Bitties, like, Facebook group or whatever it is. Yeah. It keeps evolving, honestly. But like, I want it to be something where like, if you know someone's in Lipstick Bitties, you know they're fucking cool. Like,
yeah, totally.
They're cool to vent talk to. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like
it's a filter. It's a filter that you already know.
Some groups you can't talk about certain things. I'm like setting the tone here. I'm like, fucking talk about shit. You know what I mean? Like, anyone who's here is not gonna judge you.
Right.
So like I want it to be like that, and it's ever evolving. I would just hope that like people are gonna get, you know, that kind of experience out of it, and that we could change like the trajectory of like how makeup artists are treated in this industry, as well as content creators, and just like have fucking fun with it. Like,
amen.
Life's not like, you don't have to be so serious and fucking enjoy yourself.
One of my favorite quotes to say is, it's not that deep. And I'm constantly telling myself, it's not that deep. It's not that deep, yeah. Ashley. Like, if anytime I get feel any type of way, I'm like, it's not that deep. It's okay right. to have fun, and it's okay to enjoy it, and for it to not hurt sometimes. Well, I could keep asking you tons and tons of questions, but I know we're running out of time, and I got a baby mini episode, so I'm going to take it. So this, now we're going to do the would you rather. Now everyone, I thought of this on the fly. So I'm not saying I probably could have come up with a better one, and I'm going to probably think about it later and text it to you and be like, oh, I wish I asked this. So here it is. Would you rather, drum roll, have dirty makeup brushes for the rest of your life, not to use on clients, on yourself,
okay,
or never be able to wear mascara/false lashes again?
I would deal with dirty makeup brushes, because let me tell you,
she whips one out.
I am literally like, I was, before I went to makeup school, I had never washed a makeup brush in my life. Like, I didn't even know that was a thing. So I think that like, I would just buy new ones if they got like too gross.
Oh, I should have put that in the clause. Yeah.
I know. I love mascara. Mascara is like the one thing that like, if I'm wearing no makeup, if I put mascara on, I feel like put together immediately. Same. So like, I don't think I could give that up, even though like I just feel like it changes it makes me feel just like a little bit more confident going out if I'm needing that confidence boost.
Totally.
And it just like, other than mascara, like,
I could probably give most of it up except for mascara and maybe bronzer or blush, maybe.
Well, that's why you did the whole, I didn't even get to talk to you last time about mascara gate.
I know. It's okay. We're doing, I'm so eventually, much to talk about. Eventually it'll come back again. And then next time I'm back, we'll talk about the part two of mascara gate.
Yes, for sure. Did you have any more questions before we?
I wanted to ask about COVID and the makeup industry. I don't know if you've got time for this, but like, it blew my mind when you, I know I already mentioned this, but when you threw out all that or gave up all that makeup, and it didn't cross my mind that every makeup artist got that whole year because they couldn't, all of their makeup was went expired. Bad. Yeah, went bad, and they didn't get to use any of it. Yeah. And I don't think that everybody who's not a professional makeup artist, as I am not, even considers that or would consider that. So I would love to know, A, just about like, the cleanliness, just like, I'm sure there's things, I know I've talked to Christian about some of the things that have happened since COVID, but just like how COVID's changed your industry.
It's like changed, it changed everything. It changed really? everything for everybody. Yeah, because I consider myself a very clean makeup artist, but like things like that you don't really think of, like for example, like just have, you know how like makeup artists have their eyeshadow palettes just like open usually, mm-hmm. like you'll have like everything is open. That's like now like a really big no-no. And it's not something that like, you know, you think about, like, I'm sure makeup artists, like I would say the majority of makeup artists did not do that, but there's little particles in the droplets in the air that can contaminate your kit.
Right.
So if you have them open like that, you're leaving your kit exposed essentially. So just even something, it takes me much longer to do a makeup because I feel like I am constantly, like even more so, like, twice as much sanitizing my hands in between each stuff.
Right.
You know, using my brushes and less of my hands. Like, I really don't use my hands anymore. I used to use my hands a lot during my application.
Think about that. Yeah, hands. Because
people feel weird, you know. The amount of money, especially because I was in Georgia, we only closed down for 6 weeks. And what ended up happening is we were the first people to open up. So we were the guinea pigs on like what the fuck we're supposed to be doing when we're going back to work. So like, we didn't really know much about COVID. So like, everybody who was working in Georgia bought like all these different things. And then 2 months later, the protocol was different. And then two months later, the protocol was different. It kept changing every couple months. So whereas New York was shut down for, I don't know, like what, six months or something like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like 6 months. We had to redo our kit like three or four times before that point. And it, I mean, I still have like stuff that like I don't need to use anymore. The cost of like carrying PPE, you
Right.
know, just something, it takes a little bit of the personality away from the service when you have to wear a mask. But
Yeah.
like, I could not see myself not wearing a mask ever again when
I
I'm doing.
was gonna say that because for me now, like thinking about being that close to someone's face again without a mask, I don't know, or even a shield or something, just something to separate the fluids, you
Right. So
know?
like me, I will not be like going maskless when I'm doing someone's service. I have not been sick since this has started happening because I like not even a cold, like because I wear my mask like fucking religiously when I go out because
Same.
people are fucking disgusting. So like but it just changed, it's just the change the way that we've done everything. I feel like I'm very transparent with my clients, and that's why my clients are so loyal because I'm very thorough. I have like COVID waivers. You know, I tell them that I'm vaccinated and you know, this is what I do. It's really also separated. So it's really separated like the people that are filthy and like the people that are there. Seriously, like it's really,
I've
it's
heard enough of
starkly,
the
it
person
is
for that.
so like stark obvious now who's
Yeah.
disgusting. Like, because you just see it. Like you're like looking, I look at people's stories and they're behind the scenes and I'm taking screenshots and zooming in to see the table behind them to see how dirty their setup is.
Yeah.
Seriously. And I'm like, if your setup is that dirty during COVID, what was it
Lord
like?
knows. Yeah, Lord knows what it looked like. Those brushes were not clean.
Oh, the other thing with the brushes, like I had to get so many brushes because now you're not supposed to use this. Like before, this was a huge thing. Like, say you were going to bridal, like do a bridal party of like six people, you would bring two sets of brushes and then you hit them with some cigarettes in between.
Yeah.
Now you really can't do that. They say that you have to like sterilize them. So that means they go back in a bag and then I have to, you know, deep clean them with brush soap and then sterilize them with like alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
You know, after each service, and I can't reuse brushes. So, guess how many brushes I had to fucking buy?
Oh my God, I
Like,
can't imagine.
it's crazy. And then also just keeping everything clean and organized. Like, you know, gone are the days where you used to just like throw them in like a bin. It's like, no, now I feel like I have to like have them in Ziplocs if they're not like that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Because, God, I would never be okay if I like had anything to do with someone like getting sick. But, like, you know, just. It just it's separated, like I said, it's just separated like the people you could tell who's taking things seriously and who's not. But yeah,
It's
it's
almost
changed
like
it's
it's almost like I wish you could have like a badge of like rating of from the CDC or like from like, you know what I mean? Like this, like you know how restaurants get ABCs
yeah.
outside in LA? Like if as like a makeup artist, you could be like have an A rating. I'd pay so much more, you know what I mean? If I knew, because you just don't know
Yeah.
necessarily. Well, the person, the outside person just doesn't necessarily know.
Yeah. Well, I'm
But
really passionate also about hygiene, and I've had a couple episodes where we specifically talk about that. So go back and listen to it. But like, that's why I make reels about the dirty makeup artists because
yeah.
like the other thing is clients don't know. Like they don't put two and two together that, oh shit, their brushes may like if you go to a makeup artist and like you see like dusty palettes or like their makeup brushes look like they have something left on them. That's the least of your problems. Seriously, like they could
What's
spray
the
them.
worst of them then?
It's everything because if it's basically like finding mold, right? Like if you
Ugh.
find mold, that's just the blossom of it, and it's in the fucking walls.
Yeah.
You're seeing the dirty makeup brushes. Their whole kit is contaminated. Like
Yeah.
1000%, everything is probably double dipped. Probably it could be expired. Like. That is literally like the if your makeup artist wasn't wearing a mask when we were mandated, because right now I don't know if we're like required to. I think we still are in some states. But like if your makeup artist wasn't wearing a mask when we were supposed to be wearing one, that means they have blatant disregard or they're ignorant and they haven't been keeping up on classes, which there was like extra, you know, there was like I took classes and stuff like that in
Yeah.
infectious disease control.
Wow.
To do, you know, we all did. Most of us did, at
Yeah.
least. But so, you know, like that's why I do those dirty makeup things. Like I've, and it sucks too, because I've seen makeup artists that like I really love and respect, just going straight on with the fucking concealer wand. Like going straight on with, I've seen this where they've taken the mascara. Okay, like so, makeup artists should have obviously like a disposable mascara wand,
Yeah.
but some of them will dip the disposable back into the tube. That's not
Oh,
okay.
yeah, because
Another thing that they'll do is Okay, you could pick it up on a brush, so you'll either portion it out on a palette, the mascara, or you'll just, take it off right off the brush. You can't go back to the brush
Yeah,
to
you
the
go back to your palette then if you're gonna do
right.
it.
And I remember seeing this from another makeup artist, and he's holding the actual mascara wand in one hand, and he's going back and forth with his, fan brush, going back and forth. I'm like, what's the fucking like
What's the
what?
point? Just use the wand at this point. Throw it out. I don't know what to tell you. See, I
Right.
don't think I don't I never even would have. Now I'm gonna be a narc. Now I'm gonna be watching people's
It's
videos
wild.
differently.
It's also like, but you also have to keep in mind, like, if you're seeing someone doing like a demo or a class, if they're using it on the person, most likely they're gifting it to them. So I'm not talking about that situation. If you see someone that's like clearly doing bridal and you see like
Right,
every
right.
vibe they're working on, they're doing that, that's the problem. If you see, like you said, like,
If you see Danessa Myrick's doing her thing, she's probably giving it all to whoever that is.
so people like Danessa have, I don't know for sure, but a lot of makeup artists like that work with certain models, they have their own kits. So
Yeah.
literally, she probably has like a dash kit, a
Yeah.
Jordan kit, like her models that she works with, and there's like products in each of them. But it's also like something that we have to be mindful as makeup artists is like how it looks, and someone who doesn't know that could think that that's okay.
Right.
So that's why I try not. I still try to portion everything out. The only time that I ever used something on a client was when I was doing a demo at the makeup show for Ruby Mae Cosmetics. And I remember when I was doing it, I was like, this is being gifted to her. This is being gifted to her. Because I was just like so worried about being canceled for using a fucking eyeliner on someone's face.
Yeah.
So, like things like I could literally go off on this for like
But this
ever.
is so
I'll say this.
interesting to me.
I'll
So
say this
I
one last thought. Things like liquid liner cannot be sanitized, guys. So if your makeup artist goes to use a liquid liner pen on your eye, it doesn't matter if they've sprayed it with alcohol, that is a felt tip, and it is the bacteria is sucked into the pen. The people are still doing that.
I'm
Like,
just trying to think back if I've ever had it. I'm sure I have. I would put money
it's
on it
not.
that a makeup artist has used a liquid liner pencil or liquid liner on me, and I wouldn't even have thought of it.
Right, because like you think that everybody you
I don't know what I thought, Rachel. There's no good reason to think anything other than what, like, that it's not, that it's probably dirty. Like, of course it is. But, like, did I think I was so lucky that I was going to be like the only one that that person would go toss it at the end? Probably not. Let's be
yeah.
honest.
I mean, just never go get your makeup done at a makeup counter ever. Because like even when I was doing it, it's just like the test. I can be as hygienic as I can be, and like my brushes are sterile.
Sterile, yeah.
But they're really not because I can't deep clean them there. They're never being deep cleaned.
Right.
All of the testers, all of the makeup that we're using are all contaminated. All of them. Like there's no way that you can uncontaminate something once it's contaminated. Every fucking tester, even if it has the doe foot applicator snipped off of that lip gloss, I guarantee you someone's dipped
Oh, double dipped
in
it. At
there.
least, yeah, I know.
Even
Agree.
powders, like you could go into like powders not being able to harbor bacteria because it can't live on like a dry surface, but like there are some things that can live on like a certain level. So it's just like don't just fucking pay to get like a makeup artist to do it. Don't pay $50 and get it done. It's a four. I don't know if I can say that, but like it's literally like, but that's why I like things like that come in squeezy tubes, like the Colourfix, like anything that's
Yeah.
like I can portion out, but like fucking for like I would sit there at where I worked and I would like sit there and scrape. I would scrape every time I got in, I'd scrape off the top layer of every cream product
Eyeshadow. Oh,
before
yeah.
I would do someone's makeup. Like I would always scrape it off. I was like, hell no, but I'm like, just don't even bother. Just get it done by a professional that has their own kit.
The thing, I feel like this is where the rainbow comes across is the more you know,
More you know.
like I'm learning so much and I don't know if this is doing, I hope this is doing something for somebody else listening to this because if you are not a makeup artist, this is the kind of stuff that I could just do for hours. Genuinely.
Well, if you're new to the Lipstick Bitties podcast,
Yeah.
please subscribe
Yeah.
and go back and catch because this is like the end of season one, which is crazy. There's 50 episodes for y'all to catch up on. If you're listening to me for the very first time, maybe you're a fan of Ashley's and you're over here on Lipstick Bitties, take this 2 months break and go back and listen to all the episodes. You're gonna pick up so much, even if it's a professional conversation, you're gonna pick up stuff like in every single episode. Because we try to keep it like so that everybody can enjoy it.
Yeah. So I can vouch for that because I've enjoyed them. And she's got some really great guests. So
yeah, my guests
highly recommend.
Yes. So I guess if that's it,
that's it for now.
That's it until season two down the line. Ashley, thank you for those questions. They were really good. They were really great questions.
Yay.
And if you guys have any questions for me, you could always drop in my DMs. Like I said, make sure to go back and listen to Ashley's episode last week. And Ashley, if you want to let us know where to follow you, if you have any other final words as the last guest of season one of Lipstick Bitties.
The pressure. I will leave my heartfelt last words from, you'll have to go back and listen to my last one. Mm-hmm. But for this episode, you can still find me at Restroom Rituals on Instagram, a little bit on TikTok, same handle, Restroom Rituals. And that's about it for now. Mm-hmm. My parting words will be, wash your makeup brushes. Don't trust anyone who double dips in life. Maybe that's my parting words. Don't trust anyone that double dips.
No, canceled immediately. I can't tell you how many people canceled over the past year, mentally canceled. I was like, fuck that.
Don't double dip. If you see someone double dip, run.
Okay. If you see, now please, biddies, my task for you this episode, new old biddies and old biddies, please send me screenshots of people you see doing something dirty.
I want to see it too. I want to see it too. I'm very much invested in this.
But I will not, I will not blow up your spot. I'm just curious. I'll basically keep count. I will not repost the actual picture because we are not trying to be calling people out, cancel culture. But I will put up what kind of pictures I receive and the amount, you know what I mean? That kind of thing. Just got a picture of this and this. So, biddies, anything you say to me is confidential in my DMs and my emails. You could even do emails. One day I want to do an anonymous, ask Rachel.
I would love that.
Send in your questions.
Yeah, send in your questions and I'll interview her again.
lipstickbiddies@gmail.com. Thank you again, Ashley. Thank you again, Rashley.
Thank you. Remember when I had a rash and I called it Rashley?
My friend had that too.
No.
She told me last week. She was like, I had this thing called, I was like, oh, I know someone. She's like, and it's the Harold patch.
But that also could be our couple name, Rashley.
Rashley. Get it? How cute. I love that.
Rashley's here.
Once again, biddies, I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for being so supportive over the past year throughout this crazy journey of Lipstick Biddies podcast and how it's evolved on this podcast as well as social media. I am seriously so grateful for every single one of you, whether you did a repost, whether you put up a story slide, whether you just slid into my DMs to say, hey, this affected me and thank you for what you're doing. Every little bit of feedback from you all has meant the world to me. And I am so excited about season two. We have some incredible guests coming up. As I mentioned in the beginning of the episode, just pay attention to the Instagram feed. That's not going anywhere. That's still going to be very active. And I will still be around, but I will be enjoying my travels and enjoying the holiday as you all should be too. I love you all. See you in 2022.